Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for a local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And on the phone, we have the pleasure of having Dr. John Roddus, the president of St. Francis Hospital. And Dr. John is going to talk to us about a new collaborative effort that's intended to reach the vulnerable members of our community. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan, Mike, and Mary. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. Please tell us about the coronavirus public education campaign.
Well, we're happy at St. Francis and Trinity Health in New England to partner with Mayor Bronin and United Way and other healthcare community partners to really help educate the public regarding the things that, you know, many people know about, but still some don't. And we need to reinforce a lot of the things that you've all been doing in your personal lives, and particularly the continued initiatives to keep good practices, social distancing, hand hygiene. And very, very importantly, what we're seeing is, and particularly the vulnerable populations in our communities, people are not seeking health care because I think they're afraid. And I think they need to know that hospitals are still here and we're able to take care of them in a very safe environment. So if people are sick, they should contact their physicians and feel comfortable coming into the hospital.
Well, tell us what St. Francis Hospital and other Trinity Health of New England partners are doing as far as testing right now, Doctor.
Well, we continue to test through our, we have drive-through testing, as you know. We've tested 20,000 people, actually, ourselves, at Trinity Health of New England, through our drive-through testing sites. We've also have so-called FURI clinics, fever upper respiratory infection clinics, set up throughout our region in Waterbury, up in Stafford Springs, up in Springfield, and of course here in Hartford. So people who are sick with a fever don't have to actually go to the emergency department and don't have to go into a doctor's office. They can come to our clinics where they can be tested. And of course we have testing in the hospitals. All of our hospitals now have capability for testing in-house as well.
Excellent. I'm wondering if you can help us with the discussion that's been going back and forth on social media to wear a mask, not wear a mask in public. What is your position? What does the mask do to help keep everyone safe?
Yeah, I think, I don't really understand the debate because it's really fairly selfish, I think, not to wear a mask. You wear a mask to protect other people, right? Because cough or sneeze, which can certainly happen, and you're not always able to prevent that from happening. You are going to, and you happen to be in that early stage of the disease or in an asymptomatic phase of a disease where you don't even know you have it. You will shed virus. That virus is going to fly out of your mouth. Even talking to people at a reasonable distance, virus will reach that other person. And if you cough or sneeze onto a surface, that a lot of virus particles will be on that surface. And if someone comes by in the next few minutes or hour and touches those surfaces and then touches their mouth or their eye, they will get infected. That's how viruses spread. So the mask really predominantly to prevent the disease spreading to other people. It also, I think, I wear a mask all day long here, it reduces the times I touch my own mouth. People invariably touch their mouth many, many times an hour. So if wearing a mask, it's a lot harder to do that. So the mask, I don't know what the debate is. In all honesty, I think it's just selfish not to wear a mask to protect others. I understand, you know, civil libertarian point of view, but at the end of the day, you really don't want to infect people. People are dying of this disease throughout our country. We've had 175 people die right here in this hospital You know, I've had three ICUs full of patients. This is a very, very, very serious condition. So it's not all about you. It's about affecting others who then go on and affect others.
And before we let you go, I was wondering if you could speak to our gradual reopening of the state of Connecticut. How do you think the plan is?
I don't think I could have it on my conscience.
I, as we reopen, it's very, very important that we educate folks, that we continue to work on prevention. We can protect particularly the vulnerable population. People are elderly, people with comorbidities, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, chronic lung disease. These are the people that are being, that have the highest mortality. Doesn't mean the other people don't get it and aren't very sick, but the people who died disproportionately have been folks with those comorbidities. And unfortunately, this is where the social disparities in our healthcare system in our country really are coming to light. Predominantly Hispanic and African American Americans are disproportionately affected adversely. So people really need to keep social distancing, keep wearing masks, keep practicing good hand hygiene, and please, if you're sick, call your doctor or come to our hospital. We'll take care of you.
Good advice.
Is there a website where people can get more information from St. Francis Hospital and from Trinity Health of New England?
Sure. TrinityHealthOfNE.org, NE like New England. TrinityHealthOfNE.org, our website is there and has a lot of information. Plus, we have a community hotline, which is 1-888-786-2790. People can call if they have any questions. If they're not sure, we're here to help them.